Tim Twigg is the president of Bent Erickson and Associates, which has been the leading authority in human resources and personnel management in the healthcare industry, helping dentists successfully deal with the ever-changing and complex labor laws. Tim brings over 30 years of practice management and business consulting experience and knowledge specifically in the healthcare field. Tim's expertise extends to leadership and business development, strategic planning and marketing, and communication skills. He has presented seminars nationally on practice management, human resources, and employment compliance. Please welcome Tim Twigg.
Thank you so much, Alex, and welcome, everybody. As Alex indicated, tonight's topic is successful recruiting, and it's actually designed to be part one of a three-part series that we will be doing on the whole process or the component of hiring and recruiting successfully with your practice. Now, given that that's our topic tonight, of course, one of the questions is, well, where does recruiting fit into the big grand scheme of things? From our perspective, it fits into human resources. Now, as you know, to successfully own, run, and manage a dental practice, you have to take advantage of lots of resources and have them all in place. You have to have financial resources. There's material resources. There's equipment resources. And there is, of course, the people part, the people resource. From our perspective, this human resource is one of those areas that gets lots of lip service but is not taken as seriously or not viewed as importantly as it needs to be, because the bottom line is this: your systems are only as good as the people running them. You can have the greatest computer system in place, you can have the greatest equipment around, and if the people part is not really handled and taken care of well, then all those systems and all that equipment will not be returning for you the type of return on investment that you're looking for. Now, relative to successful human resources, the way we look at it is it starts first with a foundation, a solid foundation. And that foundation is made up of four core foundational elements, those being job descriptions, policy manuals, employee handbooks, and then all of the personnel forms that you need to ensure that you are properly crossing the T's and dotting the I's relative to documentation in the whole world of human resources and employment compliance. This foundation here is really about preventing problems, preempting them before they even happen, and really supporting an environment where the doctor and the staff can work and thrive. The second key layer or component of successful human resources is this piece on recruitment. And recruitment comprises seven steps or seven components. And you can see them there on the screen. The value or the benefit of really doing a better job in the recruitment and the hiring process is really about saving time, saving money, increasing your success in the selection process. And what this is really all about, of course, is getting the right people on the bus and getting these people in the right seats on the bus. The next key layer relative to successful human resources is performance management. See, if we've got the right people on the bus, and if we get them in the right seats on the bus so that we're truly playing to people's strengths, then it becomes an issue of how do we manage this team of highly capable, skilled individuals to really support success. These are the components about performance management, and you can see there's wage and hour and all the benefits and effective team meetings. Then across to bonus and incentive plans and workplace appreciation, of course, the benefits here, we're going to have long-term employees, and we're going to have people working for the practice who all start to think like owners. And there's tremendous power and value in that when we've got a highly engaged and empowered workforce.